This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Genetic testing reveals elevated cancer risk in 18% of pediatric patients with hereditary variants. Large-scale genomic analysis has revealed that pathogenic germline variants in cancer predisposition genes significantly increase subsequent tumor risk in pediatric patients. The research, published in Nature Medicine, demonstrates that genetic testing can identify children at elevated cancer risk, providing crucial information for clinical surveillance and family counseling. 18% of pediatric patients with pathogenic germline variants developed subsequent cancers. Cancer risk by genetic variant type, subsequent tumor development rates in pediatric patients by gene category, TP53 variants, 32RB1 variants, 24BRCA variants, 16MMR variants, other variants 8%. Source, Nature Medicine, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Genetic testing reveals cancer predisposition patterns. The comprehensive study analyzed genomic data from pediatric patients referred for genetic testing, identifying pathogenic germline variants in established cancer predisposition genes. According to the Nature Medicine publication, children carrying these variants demonstrated significantly higher rates of subsequent tumor development compared to those without pathogenic mutations. Researchers examined multiple cancer predisposition genes, including TP53, RB1, BRCA1/2, and mismatch repair genes. The analysis revealed that variant carriers had an 18% overall risk of developing cancers during the follow-up period. This finding has important implications for clinical practice and genetic counseling protocols. Clinical surveillance strategies require updating NIAID. The research findings suggest that current pediatric cancer surveillance protocols may need refinement based on genetic risk stratification. Children with high penetrance variants, particularly in genes like TP53 and RB1, showed the highest subsequent cancer rates at 32% and 24% respectively, according to the study data. The National Cancer Institute emphasizes that genetic testing results should inform personalized screening approaches. For pediatric patients with identified pathogenic variants, enhanced surveillance protocols could enable earlier detection and intervention. This represents a significant advancement in precision medicine approaches to pediatric oncology care. Family counseling implications expand. The identification of pathogenic germline variants in pediatric patients has cascading effects for family members, as these mutations can be inherited. Genetic counselors must now address not only the immediate cancer risk for the child, but also the implications for parents and siblings who may carry the same variants. According to the study authors, approximately 8 to 12% of childhood cancers have an underlying genetic predisposition. The National Human Genome Research Institute supports expanded genetic testing protocols that can identify these predispositions early. This information enables families to make informed decisions about surveillance, prevention strategies, and reproductive planning. Precision medicine advances pediatric oncology. The research represents a significant step toward personalized cancer prevention in pediatric populations. By identifying children at elevated genetic risk, clinicians can implement targeted surveillance programs that may detect tumors earlier when treatment outcomes are typically more favorable. The study's methodology involved large-scale genomic sequencing and long-term follow-up of pediatric patients, providing robust evidence for genetic risk stratification. These findings support the integration of routine genetic testing into pediatric oncology practice, particularly for children with family histories of cancer or early-onset tumors. The research contributes to growing evidence supporting precision medicine approaches in pediatric healthcare. Pathogenic germline variants in cancer predisposition genes were associated with an 18% risk of subsequent tumor development in pediatric patients, with the highest risks observed in TP53 and RB1 variant carriers. Nature Medicine Research Team, Multi-Institutional Study, Nature Medicine, 2026. Key takeaways: 18% of pediatric patients with pathogenic germline variants developed subsequent cancers during follow-up. TP53 and RB1 variants showed the highest cancer risks at 32% and 24% respectively. Genetic testing results should inform personalized surveillance and family counseling strategies. Routine genetic testing may become standard practice for pediatric oncology patients. Frequently asked questions: which children should receive genetic testing for cancer predisposition? Children with personal or family histories of early onset cancers, multiple primary tumors, or cancers associated with specific genetic syndromes should be considered for testing. The decision should involve genetic counseling and consideration of the child's age and ability to understand results. How do genetic test results change medical care? Positive results typically lead to enhanced surveillance protocols, including more frequent imaging and specialist consultations. The specific surveillance plan depends on the identified gene variant and associated cancer risks. What are the implications for family members? Since these variants are inherited, family members may also carry the same genetic changes. Genetic counseling can help determine which relatives should consider testing and what preventive measures might be appropriate. These findings will likely influence pediatric oncology guidelines and genetic testing recommendations in the coming years. As genomic sequencing becomes more accessible and affordable, routine genetic testing may become standard practice for children diagnosed with cancer, enabling earlier identification of those at highest risk for future tumors and optimizing surveillance strategies accordingly. Source: Pathogenic germline variants identify elevated cancer risk in pediatric patients referred for genetic testing.